Carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is a colorless and odorless gas which is highly toxic to vertebrate animals, but not to non-vertebrates such as insects. Carbon monoxide clings more strongly than oxygen to the hemoglobin of vertebrate blood, hence preventing oxygen transportation by the blood. Since the combination of carbon monoxide and hemoglobin is more intensely red than the normal combination of oxygen with hemoglobin, and because carbon monoxide is not consumed, and hence keeps accumulating, victims of carbon monoxide poisoning are intensely pink. See the illustration in the print or online version. For the average person, a carbon monoxide concentration in air of some 0.4% becomes lethal within less than an hour. See the below table with more data. Healthy individuals with good cardiovascular fitness can survive twice as long. Table: toxic effects of carbon monoxide, according to Henderson, Haggard, page 168. 0.01 volume percent of carbon monoxide, permissible concentration for an exposure of several hours. 0.04 to 0.05 volume percent of carbon monoxide, inhalation for up to 1 hour without appreciable effect. 0.06 to 0.07 volume percent of carbon monoxide, appreciable effect after exposure of 1 hour. 0.10 to 0.12 volume percent of carbon monoxide, indisposition but no dangerous effects after exposure of 1 hour. 0.15 to 0.2 volume percent of carbon monoxide, dangerous concentrations for exposure of 1 hour. 0.4 volume percent of carbon monoxide and more, fatal in exposure of less than 1 hour. Carbon monoxide develops, for instance, during the combustion of carbon-containing fuels, if there is a lack of oxygen, preventing the complete combustion, transformation, of carbon into carbon dioxide. Pure carbon monoxide in pressurized steel bottles is commercially available, and is said to have been used during the Third Reich's euthanasia killings. Because such bottles were allegedly too difficult to transport, although they were in fact more easily transportable than any other device to produce this gas, it was allegedly decided to use other sources of carbon monoxide for poison gas murders. See the table. Table: carbon monoxide sources of claimed extermination devices or locations. Gasoline engine exhaust, bottled carbon monoxide, used in gas vans, Hell No Camp. Diesel engine exhaust, used in gas vans, Einsatzgruppen. Bottled carbon monoxide, used in Majdanek Camp. However, the steel bottles found at Majdanek contained carbon dioxide, which is not toxic. Diesel engine exhaust, used in Belzec Camp. Gasoline engine exhaust, used in Sobibor Camp. Diesel engine exhaust, used in Treblinka Camp. None of these claims are defensible. See the individual entries for more details. The following table gives an overview of existing carbon monoxide sources in German-controlled areas during World War II, how easily they could have been made available, and what their possible carbon monoxide content was, meaning how lethal they were, if at all. Compare Rudolph 2019, especially pages 440-443. Table: availability and lethality of various carbon monoxide sources. Bottled carbon monoxide, commercially available, high price, easy to transport, 100% carbon monoxide, extremely lethal. Process gas, in large quantities available only near coal liquefaction plants, such as at Auschwitz-Monowitz, requires gas pipe hookup, 30-100% carbon monoxide, extremely to very highly lethal. City gas, readily available in larger cities with coke processing, cheap, abundant, and with access to a large-scale infrastructure for adding and maintaining pipe networks, plus-minus 30% carbon monoxide, very highly lethal. Producer gas, from cheap fuel, abundantly available, coke, coal, wood, generated in affordable producer gas generator, mounted mostly on commercial vehicles, vans, trucks, buses, and manufactured by the tens of thousands, 15-30% carbon monoxide, very highly lethal. Gasoline engine exhaust, readily available by the millions, although with fuel shortage, 1-7% carbon monoxide, highly lethal. Diesel engine exhaust, readily available by the hundreds of thousands, although with fuel shortage, 0 to 0.4% carbon monoxide, non-lethal within an hour under stationary conditions. Looking at this table, any potential mass murderer with technical knowledge common among specialists in wartime Germany would surely have made the correct and obvious choices. When choosing Auschwitz as an extermination center, erect facilities near the Buna coal liquefaction plant near Monowitz. The SS already had a forced labor camp there. A small process gas pipe from the factory to certain camp facilities could have been laid very easily. For any other location, the generator gas technology was the obvious choice. Diesel engines are a bad choice, as they produce sufficient carbon monoxide only when driven under heavy or full load. And even then, many fit and healthy victims will survive an exposure of half an hour or more, which was the alleged maximum gassing time. A suicide inside a gasoline car carried out in the 1970s in the US by a healthy 36-year-old man, who recorded his breathing noises, showed that it takes some 20 minutes for a healthy person to die in such a scenario. This gives a rough idea of the time required to kill with gasoline engine exhaust gases piped into the interior of a vehicle. See Rudolf 2023, pages 265 and following, Matonio, Q's, Graph 2015, pages 856 to 868.